Each normal human being experiences an internal struggle between good and evil. Dostoevsky frequently portrays this struggle as doublets, two characters each displaying one side of a whole personality, the evil side of which must be integrated and transformed by love if it is not to be destroyed. The human demonic incarnates the devil, who is an intellectual seeking knowledge without love, a liar presenting a false view of the world and human relationships, a doubter, a cynic, an individualist, reveling in his own isolation, despising the people and lacking any sense of community. The hell he inhabits is alienation from love, from community, from God. The theory that all these horrors somehow fit into a divine harmony beyond our poor powers to conceive, Ivan replies with contempt. All must suffer for the eternal harmony, he inquires. What have children to do with it, tell me please. And he concludes, I can't accept that harmony. I renounce the higher harmony altogether. Satan, Bernanos observes, has little trouble entering our minds, for we eagerly open our intellects and wills to him. Satan works with great facility on the intellect, for he is the greatest of logicians. He uses philosophy and rhetoric to persuade us that we are mere random collections of particles. That we have no dignity, that we have no freedom of choice, that we can live effectively from day to day without facing ultimate choices. He perverts ideals, the desire for freedom into anarchy, armed rebellion, duty into mindless obedience, harmony into opposed order and tyranny. Love into lust, equality into conformity, humility into mediocrity, charity into curiosity. His mode of persuasion is always imposture, always the lie, always the effort to make things seem what they are not. You must be intensely aware of the struggle within yourself, as well as within humanity as a whole. On Earth, each of us is a battleground. Between Satan and himself, God builds us as his last rampart, for it is through that century after century, the same hatred seeks to reach him. It is in this poor human flesh that the unspeakable murder is consummated.
result, he has no close friends. Isolated and vulnerable, he is subject to fits of despair. His soul is open to deep intuitions of good and evil. At one point, he is married to misery. The essence of my life is an intolerable coldness.
Thank you. See you.
Humility, mediocrity, charity.